Hello everyone, hope everybody's keeping well. This is the shiur for Monday, the 15th of August, Yudches Menachemov, Tovshin Pei Beis. We're completing very quickly Siman Tov Resh Lamed Beis, and then we're going to proceed with Siman Tov Resh Lamed Gimel, which is about the height of the Sukkah. So, Siman Tov Resh Lamed Beis, if Gimel teaches us Schach Posul, Tochs Me'abo. If you've got a Schach Posul, discussed previously what exactly it is, anything which doesn't qualify as Kosher Schach is considered Schach Posul. Which is less than four tfachim. Now, we know if it's less than four tfachim, in theory, you can disregard it, and it's okay. And next to it, adjoining to it, is avir. Now, avir, we know, is airspace. Airspace disqualifies from three tfachim onwards already. What happens if you've got a tiny bit less than four tfachim of posel tchach, and right next to it, tiny bit less than three tfachim of avir space? So both of them are just right. But what about if you put them right next to each other? So we know that if you've got four tfachim of avir, four tfachim of schach posul, that's a problem. If you've got three tfachim of avir, that's posul as well. What if you've got tiny bit less than the required shear to pasul, tiny bit less than four tfachim of schach posul, tiny bit less than three tfachim of avir, right next to it, ein mitznav from lifsol, that does not pasul the schach. It doesn't puzzle it. Right, even though they are right next to each other. Hilkachim, avir shloisha b'mokim echad. If you've got avir of three tfachim, one area of the schach. Afilo miyato b'schach posul kosher. Even if you were memayit it, you took some of it away from the schach posul, it's nevertheless it's kosher. Hanam l'besuk gdoilo, this, what we just said now is with regards to a large tukah, which is more than 7 on 7. Avil b'ketana, but if it's a particularly small sukkah, just 7 on 7 exactly. She'en bo ala shiva al shiva, which is precisely 7 on 7 tfachim. Im yesh bein shneim shloshet tfachim, it's not from lifsoil. If you've got already more than 3 tfachim of avir and schach posul, that would invalidate the sukkah because you just don't have enough shear of sukkah in its own right. Siv dalet. Im yesh schach posul shnei tfachim, v'oy schach posul shnei tfachim, v'avir pochs mishloshim afsid b'neim. What happens if you've got schach posul of 3 tfachim, and then you've got schach posul of 2 tfachim, but in between that there is avir of 3 tfachim between them. Yesh leistapikim shnei apsulim itstafim lifsoil. Asuka, then you've got a question as to whether they both mitstaf together and you invalidate or not. And he leaves it with a tzorch, Ian, with a question. Okay, and that leaves us with Siman Tov Resh Lamed Gimel, which is the height of the sukkah. Din goyva sukkah, sif alav sukkah she gvoya lemalom esrim amo. What if you've got a sukkah which is higher than 20 amos, psula is posul. Bein she gdoyla, whether it's particularly high. Bein she ketana, whether it's particularly, no, excuse me, bein whether it's particularly large. Bein she ketana, whether it's particularly small and narrow. Bein mechitzis magiris l'schach, whether the mechitzis actually reached the schach, bein she'en magiris, whether it doesn't reach the actual schach. As long as the sukkah, the schach is more than 20 amas high, it's possible. Any sukkah which is more than 20 amas high is possible. Avol esrim, but if it's 20 amas high, k'sheir, it's kosher. Afilo called socha lemalom esrim, even if the entire schach is by 20, kevin she'en b'chalolo elo esrim, as long as the chalal, the airspace is within 20. So let's see what Mishnah Berurah says over in Sif Kotna Aleph. Sukkah shegvoil lemalo hanu shi chalolo shel sukkah yosim esrim amos. So you don't look at the height of the schach, you look at the top of the sukkah. Amo pas shishot tfachim mitzmtzomos lechum razinon kedel. Right. The way we measure an amo is with looking at it at six small tfachim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotna Gimel goes through various reasons mentioned in Gemara. Actually, what is the reason why a sukkah higher than 10 amos is possible? What's the reason? And he goes through various reasons. Towards the end, Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Ochen loy kaim alon kechol hanas svara. We don't go according to the above mentioned reasons. Rather, elo tam absul. The reason why very high sukkah is possible, yosim esrim, if it's large, higher than 20 amos, mishum the sukkah's diras arai beinon, we need the sukkah to be a diras arai, a temporary dwelling, the ad esrim shir chomim, If it's within 20, then within 20, Shiur Chomim Dechomim established, they understood. You don't have to worry so much about the foundations. You don't have to worry so much about the walls, how strong they are, how solid they are. And it's good enough to be on a temporary, weaker, less solid kind of situation. But if you're making a sukkah which is extremely high, it's more than 20 amas high, then you've got to make sure that the walls are really, really strong and solid and firm, that it shouldn't collapse because of its height and weight. So according to this, the reason is, the reason why sukkah gvoya is possible is because we understand that once you're making it extremely high, then it's not going to be temporary anymore. There is a certain aspect, a certain element to it, which makes it more permanent. Person has to be careful about the foundations and about the way he builds it, and therefore more than 20 amas, it's not going to be temporary, and it's possible because of that. Siv Beis tells us, what happens if it's higher than 20 amas, v'hutzin, and there's hutzin, perish anofim ktanim im alin shalahem, if there's little twigs with leaves on them, yodin lato, they go down to the, so the schach goes down within the 20 amos. Yodin mato im tzilosin murub mechamosin kshero v'me'af psulo. Then it's kosher as long as it's in line with the general rule of chamosin murub and tzilosin murub. If it's generally there is more shade than sunlight, then it's kosher in line with the halachas mentioned previously. So once you've got schach going internally, once you've got schach going inside the 20 amas airspace, then it's kosher. Siv Gimel tells us, Sukkah. I'm on top of page 194. Sukkah shechalolo yosem esrim amo. What happens if you've got a sukkah that the inside, the internal area, is more than 20 amas? V'tolabot dvorim noim. But he managed to hang up some items, nice items. Dvorim noim, decoration. V'adekach nismayet chalolo, and because he managed to hang up so many beautiful decorations, the airspace, the space within the sukkah now is less than 20 amas, because he put so many additional elements inside on top. Lo yavamiu, that doesn't make a difference, that doesn't help. V'chein, similarly, im miato bikorim v'ksosos, if he puts pillows and other materials, korim v'ksosos, pillows and cushions on the floor, loyam miut, that doesn't help at all. Vafilo bitlam, even if it was officially mevatel it and he nullified and he said that's going to stay there, nevertheless, that is to be disregarded. You're not, once we understand the problem is that you've got a space, airspace of 20 amas, that's when validates the sukkah. So whether you're putting cushion and pillows on the floor, or you're putting some nice decorations near the tzchach on top, you cannot argue, well, I've got less now than 20 cubic amas inside the sukkah, and that should kasher it. You can't say that, because these items are to be disregarded. They're not relevant at all. Unlike what we learn in Siv Dalet, mi'ato b'tevan uvitloy, what happens if you put the most solid construction material, tevan, even hay, but it's there for on a temporary basis, but on a permanent basis. You say it's going to stay there. How is a miut? That would be considered a miut. In other words, that takes away from the 20 amas, and thereby you are kashering the sukkah, because it's not 20 amas of airspace anymore. These are permanent materials which have been added now to the inside of the sukkah. And certainly if you're bringing earth there and you mevatel it means you've permanently placed it there. But if you're just putting it, you know, there, you're not sure what the intention is, that's not considered a miut. You need to verbally and orally actually state and make sure that it is there, and you're saying it, you're making that statement, this earth is there now, and it's going to stay here now, that's considered a proper mute. Mishnah Berurah says, NSAFE cotton tests that NSAFE cotton tests. If you put pillows there, you put pillows there on the floor, like to raise the floor level, that doesn't help. His personal opinion is irrelevant. Nobody would normally do that. It's not considered a permanent enough structure. However, as we mentioned now, if you're putting there earth and you mevatel it, then that would qualify. And the Mishnah Berurah does mention and remind us in Sefkot Yud Beis, how is immune to enter that normally reminds us generally there is a rule of. Being menaneh during the nuan of the schach, but over here he says there may not be need to do that. So in line what we've seen now in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Gimel, I want to emphasize this because this may be maybe toile in the may depend on the machlokes in the Gemara. If you want to, the fact that we put sukkahs on the balconies, which is extremely common in many countries. Why is that not a problem? Because we're saying that a sukkah more than 20 amas high is possible. And in reality, it does depend on the reasons of the Gemara. But the way we pasken, that the reason why 20 amas is a problem is because normally a person tends to make the sukkah on a permanent basis if it's 20 amas high because of the structure, the walls, which are more done more properly if it's so high, as opposed to if it's less than 20 amas, then it's more weaker, and it's meant to be weak because it's a temporary dwelling, it's a sukkah's arai. So based on that, even if a sukkah is on a very, very high balcony, nevertheless, it's going to be kosher because you didn't build the structure of the sukkah on a more permanent basis because it's on your balcony and the walls are less than 20 amas and the airspace within is less than 20 amas and therefore it's okay. What's so very important this siman to note as well is that we are looking primarily at the airspace within, and that's why it doesn't matter if the schach is a little bit higher within the 20 amas. Because what we're looking at is the airspace. Within once you've got airspace of 20 amas, then it's possible. But if you've got an airspace of just under 20 amas, and you've got schach there which sticks out of 20 amas, it's still going to be kosher. And what we've also discussed just now is if you want to. If you have got a problem of a sukkah of 20 amas, if you're adding materials there on a permanent basis, you name a vatlit by making an adequate statement, then you are taking away from the 20 amas, and that would be considered okay, and you're machshir the sukkah. However, if you're putting there temporary items within the sukkah, such as pillows on the floor or decorations on top, you cannot thereby take away the airspace of the sukkah. That's not considered a proper takeaway, and therefore the sukkah remains possible.